From Buenos Aires, Argentina, I'm Paige Nichols.
I'm Caroline McCann.
And this is Bad Information, a love letter to the country that drives us
mad.
Today, we hit the books and we talk about studying and education in Argentina. Get your notes out. Get your pencil pouch. We also have, I mean, I promise it's going to be exciting because we have the most illustrious special guest, lifelong student, tap dancer, and new dog mom.
Yeah.
Valentina Ruderman.
Hi.
Welcome. Welcome to the jungle.
Thank you.
Where's your backpack? I mean, sorry, your fotocopias.
Oh, I quit fotocopias.
How verde of you.
Ooh. Yeah, PDF is my jam.
Ooh, is that like official, like, has that...
Oh, because we illegally have all the things.
Yes, we have...
We don't have books. Yeah. We don't believe in
them. Why would you buy a textbook when you can just infringe on the copyright and then just sell it outside
of... All of the teachers of Argentina should go to jail. No,
is there like a paperless movement? Like,
no.
Okay, you're just a vanguard in that.
No. I mean, the fotocopiadora of my college is now like, you can like bring the pen drive, the thumb drive, and they'll...
Eliminate the middleman.
Yeah, or like you have them online. It got better in my 11 years.
So you read like long texts just on PDF?
Yeah.
See, I'm still so analog.
I would cut my fingers if I have to print something longer than 10 pages.
Yeah. But also, I wonder if like the photocopier union is going to get pissed off about that. Like the sindicato de fotocopiadoras are going to be
They have it to like... Evolution into something else.
They're going to probably like bloquear el obelisco for like 6 months with like the taxi drivers and then be like, they're quitando fuentes de trabajo and it's going to be like this whole thing. Okay, well, let's back up a little bit because as always, we're just like, right in. So we thought it would be, I mean, we obviously have infinite amount of topics to discuss about life in Argentina. And one of the big contrasts, because most of the foreigners who come here maybe do a study abroad. So they do a semester. So their first experience with the country or the city of Buenos Aires is like in an educational sphere. I myself was a top-notch student at UCA, Puerto Madero, in the spring of 2007.
Honor roll.
Thank you. I was definitely on a roll, but kind of a rebel because I would wear flip-flops to school and I wouldn't be let in because there's literally a security guard at the door. And I was like, is this a boliche?
That wouldn't happen in my college.
They're like, we're just glad you have something on your feet. And so it's always so interesting to compare and contrast like what we're used to in the U.S., especially like the very stereotypically university experience there versus what it's like here and just how, you know, the wild, wonderful world of getting your learn on here in Argentina. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all have different... I mean, I was an UCA girl. You were...
I studied abroad in Spain.
But weren't you a primary school teacher here?
I was. I was a primary school teacher for a few months.
In Barrio.
I got to find that photo of me in the guardapolvos.
I bet it looked so flattering.
Oh my God. It was like a gingham, like polyester guardapolvos.
It's giving me like a rash just thinking about it.
So I have that experience. And then we, Paige and I, both went to university in the U.S. at the same college, Boston College.
Go Eagles. Eagles fly high.
Go Eagles.
Woo-woo, Flutie.
So like 4 years, like expensive as fuck.
Yeah,
like
in debt forever.
Liberal arts education.
Like every spring, every blade of grass is replaced with a new blade of grass.
Oh yeah.
A square.
And then like Lauti will take me by like where he studied and he's like, that's where I took like that materia. And it's just like a haunted house.
Yeah, we have pigeons in class. Yeah, like actually flying and teachers not saying anything. They're like, yeah,
there's let it be. It's so like he has a right to
learn
too.
The Olympics inside of the class.
Oh,
it was like flying around.
And Valentina, so tell us about your academic status. Tell us about where you study, what you're studying.
Okay, I studied journalism at a school that doesn't like to explain what that was. It's a terciario that I don't know if you even have that. It's like a minor.
Okay.
It was all like practical, like not theoretic.
Oh, like a vocational school,
like a trade school.
Yeah. So I did that, and at the same time, I started studying letras, which is another thing you don't have.
I study letters.
Yeah.
How to draw
letters.
Them. How to draw them. How to
Universidad cursive. Buenos Aires. But so letras is literature and also like linguistics, and you get like you choose your path while you're doing it, and you can either do like classical letras, which are like Latin, Greek, and
stuff. The classics.
And you, or you do literature, and you have like a lot of literatures to like like. I did extranjeras, which is basically European. And then you can do like linguistics and actually do something with your life, because then you like, know something.
Then you have like an actual salida laboral.
Just don't read literature.
Well, I mean, hello, philosophy and history major. Yeah. What up?
It's like, and I've been doing that for 11 years. And I'm graduating like in 2 weeks.
So you enjoy it.
Yeah, I love it. I only did it because I love it. And I never did it. Like, I enjoyed going there, even though it was far and bad and
pigeonful.
Dirty and pigeonful, but I really I did it just because I loved it. And all my American friends, I have a lot of American friends, you're not my only love. but
upset.
They never get it. And like, I'm basically doing this to explain, like, to send this to them and be like, so this is like,
yeah, this is just, why I do
maybe
it.
You get a better picture of
well,
it. Because they're like, what? You're still like,
and
what?
The
I don't
terciario,
get it.
What did you study in the terciario?
Journalism.
Journalism. Okay.
And so,
yeah. Okay.
So I was like, air quotes, like a journalist when right. I was 20.
So if
and
we
I was
hadn't 20. Introduced you as a tap dancer, it would be like you're a journalist.
I'm an
like
editor.
In Spanish, you're
Sos periodista.
Yeah, I'm periodista and I work as an editor.
Okay.
But yeah. So
yeah.
No,
like
but
11 I've been, years. I love, that's like
11
longer,
years.
That's longer than I've been with Josie.
That's longer than what reading Harry Potter takes. Like, it's the longest thing I've done.
Like, it's actually, I mean, it's going to be, that's going to be
a
like
labor of love.
End of an era. And
I'm like going through that. You know how like you say that like, you break up with someone and you already know before. So you're ready. I'm kind of in that stage now. Cause I've been like for 6 months, I've been posting everyone like my last day, my last handing this photocopy, yeah. My last like going to this cafe yeah. in the corner with a crazy man that takes pictures with football players.
Claro.
And everyone's like, so what? Like already like, are you? Do you
yeah,
have
yeah.
it? Are you? No.
Well, I remember like at your wedding last year, we were discussing this. It was like, and that was 12 months ago.
Yeah,
and it was
ago.
Like getting ready to like, Valen se va a recibir. And it's like, oh my God. And I'm like, when is that happening? I need to block the day, put on like my
I don't
trash
know yet.
Bag.
Yeah, see, and coronavirus. So maybe like my teacher's
oh my
not even taking
oh my
the
God.
Last exam that
I mean,
have to take.
Okay. So we had, there's like a lot of routes that we can take here, a lot of educational paths and minors and majors and concentrations and talleres. Because I feel like, I mean, Argentina is known for being a very, like, a well-educated
yeah,
country. Like,
totally.
You have universal education, something, you know, which is great.
So you have 55, I checked it before this, we have 55 public universities in the country.
Wow.
Public meaning if someone that, like, you don't pay a
like,
cent.
Completely free.
Nothing. And you have really good teachers
in
a lot of...
That's so mind-blowing to
people yeah,
in the US. Just to know, because, like, it's for us, it's so, you know, for... And, granted, the U.S. is a big country. We know there's lots of different ways to get an education there. But typically, you know, East Coast, if you come from like a prep school, like literally if you're going to like a high school that's called a prep school, it's because you're preparing for college. It's mm-hmm. like you're having this education that will set you up to get into the best school and all of that.
I did that here. I went to a high school that was like pre-university, from the University of Buenos Aires.
Oh, right. Wait, yeah. Ort? No.
No.
No. Wait, no.
ILSE. It was like Buenos Aires. You have... Like, one of the best schools in the country, high schools in the country, are also from the UBA, from the University of Buenos Aires. So they prepare
Colegio Nacional.
You. Yeah, el Colegio Nacional de Buenos Aires, Pellegrini, and a lot of technical schools and stuff. And they're like, they're also free. My
right.
school, we have
and
to
they're
pay
super.
For it.
I mean, they're super tough to get in. You have to, like, prepare a year ahead to get to
the
exam.
You're, like, 12, and you have to, like, go to, like, two different schools to prepare for that course to get in.
It's so prestigious still. I mean, I think that, so... Oh, I forgot about that. I totally forgot about that little detail because we're so used to like, I don't know, you have like the college counselor on campus at high school and it's like, what school, you know, what's your reach? What's your safety school? What's your fallback? Yeah. Like, you know, getting all the testing, the SAT, the ACT, all this stuff. And it's this whole industry and it's also sort of like you're preparing your whole life, but in the sense of it's not so linked to... I mean, it's about the prestige of going to a great university, whatever that may be for you, for your family.
There's something I was thinking is that here, the first thing they ask you is, what did you study? Not where did you go to?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, so the first thing is like, what did you study? And say psychology in UCA or UADE or whatever.
Right.
Maybe you say it, or maybe you don't even say it. You're like, I studied marketing.
Right. No, or like, and you have that título, like, soy comunicadora social.
Yeah,
soy
it's not
I am a social communicator.
Yeah, but what the stress about that is that when you're 17, you have to decide your exact major.
I just don't get that.
So you decide what is the best school.
You decide whether you're going to have a stamp with your name on it and your title.
With a number.
Not. Like, yeah. Well,
that's one thing I really don't get. I'm a liberal arts student. I'm a huge fan of the humanities, great books. Like, I think that I appreciate that, especially after 2008 when I graduated and just full on financial collapse. Like, it's important to have concrete skills that will help you get jobs, because, you know, we were definitely in that bubble of all that matters is that you go to a good school. It doesn't matter what you study. That was kind of like what we were told. Mm-hmm. At least it was like, go to a great school, study what you love, and then like from there you'll get job offers, because if it's something that's flexible enough, you can kind of find your way in. And now it's more like, okay, do you have any kind of concrete skill that applies to the world of business or academia or whatever you want to do? And I, like, as a Libra also, indecisive, when I was 17, I mean,
You don't know.
You don't know what you want, because the glory of going to school where you can take these different classes is you try out different things.
I know. So it's like, I would have loved that. When I was 19, I went through a crisis of like, why? Why did my parents choose to like have me here? I would be better if I could take if I thought in my mind, I would have been happy studying like algebra.
Yeah.
Just because.
Geology.
Love a good math problem.
And what about the CVC? What is that?
So, yeah, the CVC is like the filter.
Okay.
Supposed to be the filter for...
Ciclo básico común? No.
Yeah. So you have... It's a year... If we're talking about UBA, just Universidad de Buenos Aires, other schools have like... You have to take like the first semester maybe. But if you're paying, you're probably getting in. But yeah, not in like very like engineer or stuff like that, which are better.
More competitive.
Yeah. But in UBA, you have this thing that it's called CVC, which is a year that you have to take two classes that are for everyone.
Like the core. It's like our common core.
And then you have specific ones for your major. And then you have one that has nothing to do. So I had economy. And I was like, I don't know.
So you've at that point when you're taking the CVC, you already know your major. Whereas in the university where we went to, it was like you had up to like 2 years of kind of core classes.
Yeah, you have to declare your major at the end of your sophomore year.
Yeah.
So first of all, we're assuming that it's a 4-year university, not an 11 plus.
No. Like, I want to say this because I don't want people to think like most of my friends graduate. Graduated at like 5 years, 4 years,
a lot
6 years,
go depending to on what for 7 years.
But a lot of people go to college. That's what you like.
Yeah, they're called doctors. Thank you, Tommy Boy, for literally. That's just like
Chris Farley.
Oh, but also when you graduate, like if you're something that is all the different. If you study architecture, you are an architect 5 years after you study.
Do architects have stamps? Probably.
Yeah. They have to have like. It's like, yeah.
They have to be registered.
Yeah, they have to be registered, but it's like 5 years. You don't have to like finish your pre-something and then go to architect school.
Yeah, like undergrad. Right? In the US.
You don't have to have that. If you go to the schools and in 5 years, you're an architect.
We're used to it. It's like you do your undergrad and then you go to grad school. It can be law school, med school, get a master's.
No, here 4 years, lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, that explains so much.
I remember when I was like, when I first lived here, I was like 22 and I met like a kid who was like my peer. Like, I think he was my age and he was like, soy abogado. And I was like, No, you're not. You're not my standard abogado. Like,
yeah, I wouldn't hire you. You wouldn't solve my problem.
It's like, it just feels so counterproductive in the sense of, let's say you change your mind.
I have a lot of friends that change their minds. And then you have to
go back. Yeah, and then you have to go back to the start, which is so Argentine. I mean, like, and I say that with love. It's sort of like, but in terms of, it's inefficient in the sense that you feel like then you wasted, air quotes, you know, your time and you have to go back. Whereas in the US university situation, it's sort of like the core is there to cover basic requirements for your university, which are different depending on where you're going. And then your major has certain requirements. But if you want to switch majors, it's usually not as big of a deal. Like, I actually, okay, full disclosure, fun fact, I was pre-med for half a semester.
Love it. Love imagining you in the hospital.
What was the
right
thing
now
that turned you down? Like, nope.
Well,
biology.
Probably organic chemistry. Because
that's hard.
I remember. I will never forget. I was walking through like Boston College campus, walking up to McElroy, which all of the Eagle alums listening here. It's where the like freshman dining hall was and the bookstore. And I will never forget. I was walking with Caitlin O'Hearn through the plaza to McElroy, and I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna go pre-med. I'm doing this
through the Dust Bowl.
It was the Dust Bowl. Thank you. Oh my god, that was.
skirt day in the Dust Bowl.
Oh my God, stop. Anyway, and so, but then I was like, who am I kidding? I love medicine. I would love to like help people, but I can't do this math and science bananas.
My first.
Give me philosophy or give
my
me
my full circle story. My first major was broadcast journalism.
Well,
and here I am, just broadcasting.
Writing's on the wall,
and
mama.
What did you broadcasting, end up doing sitting it? Next to a journalist. So
done.
You're doing great. I have a stamp.
And then I ended up studying finance.
I'm now a financier, but I like right. I think it was even like maybe like the last semester. I still had the opportunity to change. Like I was considering changing to marketing at the very end.
Marketing,
because I was like. Finance is way too hard. Like discounted cash flow models, like hardest thing I've ever done.
I quit.
But it was like, I could have still done that like up until the last, I don't know if it was year or semester, but like, you know, I had
you
chosen the business school and then I would
see some.
And then I had figured out all, like I had taken all the courses and it was just up to those last few courses of whether it would be marketing or finance. And
so here, if you want to switch, like if you're from in UBA, for example, you have to like take the classes of the CBC that you would have taken if you like, so you just do that. I know people that have done it.
I mean,
it's hard because you're like around 16-year-olds. Like,
yeah, you're bad.
Like, it's like, and it's like, it's always like at 7 a.m. It's bad.
Well, then I've considered like auditing a course at UBA, like auditing like an anatomy
course. Bring your own desk chair.
Yeah, like with a bunch of 17-year-old Argentines.
I mean,
probably learn a lot.
And that'd be cool. I think Well, walk us through. Okay, so you sort of touched on the like the decision process of getting like knowing where you want to go. But so, is there an is there an application process? Like, how do you raise your hand and say like I want to go to UBA and go to this facultad? Like, what are the like how does that work?
Oh, it's you just fill a paper and go to like
get a stamp.
Burocracia.
Yeah. And then it's like official.
And it's a very bad of course. Like I had to like bring in my high school title to like
your diploma.
I'm probably going to have to do it now 11 years after. Like I've studied 11 years and I still would have to like why would I bring this paper?
Some paper
again?
You're going to have to present to like officially leave. And then because
there's always like one moment where you have to like go in person somewhere and bring papers.
Yeah, and some like back office.
But essence, yeah.
I just feel like it was so funny to me thinking of, I mean, it kind of makes sense. Like when I was at UCA, the Catholic University of Argentina, it kind of was funny to me being like, well, yeah, I guess if you're going to like pay, like sure, they're not going to require too much from you to get in because it's sort of like el que paga entra, but it seems so contradictory to my concept of like higher education in terms of like, I don't know. I love school and like, I love academia. And for me at home, it was so, I don't know. I felt so lucky to be in this place with like great minds. And I know that the whole system is like really messed up and there's so much nepotism and all those things, but in the pure sense of like the concept of university, like just to be like, oh, like I'm just going to pay this and I'm going to go. It's sort of like, wait.
Well, a lot of people do it like that. But I think it should be like that in the US too. Some people just do it because they want to have like the college experience and be there. And in Argentina, it happens the same. I'm more like you in the way of being like, I love being around this minds
like
and
learning.
Like listening to them for 6 hours straight. And wow. I love it. And I have a lot of friends and people that I know that have done like chemistry or whatever, and they still love, like they do it because they love being in front of very prestigious people. And some private schools also have
that.
Really, yeah. But yeah, there's a scale. Like there are some like some universities that people like laugh at.
Tell us, okay, spill the tea.
Yes,
like, give me like the unofficially. Official.
I don't want to see, because probably some like Wade.
Yeah,
they have like a subway. Like it's like. It is also strange because it's like, they believe in like more like an American kind of.
So they're kind of aspirational.
Yeah, aspirational, but they're like a building in the middle of Nueve Julio. So it's like,
right. That
we should talk about, I think. Like the thing about not going to a college,
yeah,
but like
no
just.
Campus.
There's no campus at all. The only one that is like kind of a campus is Austral.
Which is literally like being in America. I went there once and I was like, oh my, it's out in Zona Norte. And I was like, this is...
It's like an hour away.
And it's like a very American kind of style. And you have the dining hall.
Our friend, Celi would want us to say like, she studied, she went...
Of course she did.
Yeah.
Of course she did.
Ditela doesn't Don't they have like a campus in Zona Norte?
No.
I went to San Andres.
San Andres. Well, went to San Andres.
Yeah, but that's where I went.
They have like more similar stuff, but I just go to like to take my classes and then I take the bus home. So yeah. That's different. Like I have like my friends from the U.S. Some of them say that sometimes the experience of being in college and the partying and all the thing that the movies show you, kind of like diverse you from like actually like studying.
I mean, absolutely. I think I graduated with a great network, but like I still don't know how to do a discounted cash flow.
No, but okay. But I think, I don't know. I guess it's, again, it's not like a judgment call of what's better or worse. I think it's just more of like a comfort level because what we're used to or sort of like a cultural context. I feel like that's what I love so much about the college experience is that you go there, it's sort of like your last stop before real adulthood.
But also you're not ready. Like I went to my friends, I went to University of Missouri. My friends were going to listen
Mizzou.
To this. Mizzou. Because I met them here when they were studying and then I went to their last like weeks there to have the whole college experience. I did it all.
Full Monty.
Yeah. And their apartments, some of them were really gross.
But
they don't know. They're very young.
Counterpoint. Argentines who live at home until they're 30 and like have never had to wash their...
I don't think they're but that's bad. I think that when we actually have, like, we can go live somewhere else, we know how to, like...
I don't disagree.
But I think there's something... have dirt in the floor.
I think there's something to be said for... leaving home, leaving your hometown, leaving everyone you know and striking out on your own and having to figure it out and be kind of gross. I mean, I'm not gross. My shit was on lockdown. Yeah. But like learning how to wash, like do laundry, learning how to like hold yourself accountable to get up on time. Like,
There's something, of course, there's a good part of it.
And there's plenty of schools that are like, there's big party schools, like state schools, especially down in the South. Or, you know, I mean, there's like small liberal arts schools up in New England that are like, super... the very sort of atypical, not like what you would see in a movie. But I feel like that experience of getting away, leaving, being on your own and kind of trying to forge your own identity has its value. And I think it was so great to like live on campus and be with your friends and meet new people.
Oh, it sounds
like,
amazing.
It really, I don't know. I had a lot of fun, but I also took school really seriously. And I just feel like that was such a special time because then once it's over, like it's over, you know, you can't really go back to that. And so it just seems so funny to imagine going to college and like taking the soup day and like going to class and coming home and like your interaction with your peers and your classmates is very different. And so maybe it's more of like not just about the partying but more about the how do you create that whole space around your carrera, which is just maybe feels more transactional.
Yeah, especially like in my major, it is like we don't have classes that we have to take like this one after this one. So I never had like a group of I've had a lot of friends
over
that
11
met.
Years you've met over, a lot of
I
people.
Met so many people.
They've like gone on to marry and like they're jubilados
they
now.
Are doing so many different things.
They live in la costa in a cabanita.
Yeah, but you don't have like a group of but my friends that studied more traditional like more like ordenadas I don't know, architecture stuff. They did everything with the same group.
Yeah,
and,
like the camada. Like
and they have their friends from college. Yeah. Like it's
because you've got the amigos de la facu, amigos del master.
Yeah, but something that I really like about Buenos Aires and is that, because this is not the situation in the whole country, because in the whole, there are a lot of universities around, but a lot of people from, if you're from,
they come
know,
to
somewhere
BA.
Like, outside of Cordoba and you can go to the capital to study.
Right. La doctora.
So you have kind of that thing. Like in Cordoba capital, there's like a whole neighborhood around in La Universidad, which is like a lot of, it's very youthful.
Yeah, it's like a university town kind of, so to speak.
But what I like about growing up in Buenos Aires is that you know everyone you've known and you've had an education with for your whole life is still around.
That's just so atypical.
Like all my friends from like, a kindergarten, like I have a friend from elementary school who's now player of River Plate.
Shout out Misionario.
And I saw her like around the corner. Like it's your whole life is still around.
And I think that's
there's something special about
it's
that.
It's very special and it explains.
And it still grow because it's. I don't think that we like close up. But you had kind of an issue with that, but we don't close up as much. Like you still meet a lot of people. I mean, my personality is like, there, of course, if you have the personality, you'd be like being with los chicos, los pibes, and stuff, and then you keep.
It's just
like,
very easy to have
your
world
high school
view.
Friends are like friends for life.
I just feel like there's so much. There's so many good elements of that, but also I just feel like part of life is trying to expose yourself to as many diverse situations and people and backgrounds as possible. And so it's like if you have the chance to, like, you can always come back to that like core. But I just it's kind of, it feels like eventually just becomes very self-referential. Like, again, it's not that it's horrible. It makes you a bad person. It's not, I don't think that, but it's sort of just like, I came from such a different place. Mm-hmm. I just feel like it's so enriching to have, like, to be able to leave your hometown and go across the country and study if you want, knowing you can always, like, head back.
And you do go back. You go back for breaks. You go back for vacations. And, like, and I was just thinking about, like, when you, I don't know, maybe you a friend comes to your house because it's closer to university for a holiday, and you get to, like, spend a holiday with, like, someone else's family and see what their traditions and customs are like.
But here's everything. You go to your friend's house. You know all your friends' families.
Yeah, but like in Capital Federal.
Right. This is like somebody from Minnesota going to somebody's New York apartment.
Okay, okay, okay,
like you're starting
so like a different.
You're starting to get a little of taste of different cultures, like by your classmates, and also like I don't know the thing like studying in a library. Like Lauti told me that he would go and he would study with like a café con leche and a cigarette on the in the bar de esquina, and like I don't know. I used to go to like the library and like leave my things there while I went to the bathroom. Like everything was safe. Like
It's like a protective.
Absolutely took that for granted. Like in Babst Library.
Babst. Oh my God. It looks like Harry Potter. It's this beautiful library on campus that looks like it's out of Harry Potter. And you get to go there. Like
it's incredible.
Whatever you want.
So
our library
beautiful.
Is very ugly.
There's so many. Well, and so also,
we have one.
It's there.
No, people use it.
And what's the, okay, tell us about like what the experience is of like, cause we're, you know, coming from the coddled United States of America where for orientation, you know, you go to like campus before and everyone holds your hands. They give you the packet. What, I mean, so when you
wear cargo shorts, they play Enrique Iglesias, they pump you up.
They help you move into your dorm.
They help you move in.
So what's
like, smiley.
Day one at Puan, like you little baby.
No,
Valentina.
You are so confused and you want to cry all the time.
Does
I was
help
very
you?
Confused. Like,
Back up. Is like the first day. Like, is it like, because I feel like when people finish school, it's a aleatorio, like the day. But is like the first day of school like the same for everyone?
No, because it's depending on the class you want to take. If you study letras, for example, there are two classes that are gramática and teoría y análisis literario.
Claro.
And those are the first ones you have to take. But you can just choose your path and do whatever. I don't know what you are if you do that, but you should.
A renegade.
So the first day of Teoría y Análisis Literario, for example, is like everyone goes to that class and we're like 250 and you have to sit on the floor. Because
you'd like that.
Yeah.
Because there's not enough space.
There's not enough space.
That is so
RG. But when you start like taking all different classes, like 10 years later, you don't go to classes that are so popular.
Right.
They
become smaller. But like
they become smaller. But
does
the first one
know?
And no, you don't know anything. And there's like when I was started, there was a photo. Like
a forum?
How do you say that? Yeah. Yeah.
A forum.
Like online kind of.
Oh, like
old
like an online forum. Yeah.
Kind of with
it was 1999.
Yeah, it was and now you have Facebook. And there's like a Facebook group Facebook group.
So technology has really helped.
Letras. Yeah. So you see a lot of people being like, oh, I just started. What should I take? Like, are these classes? Can I combine these two? Like, what is it? What's the first
floor
like?
Are there like influencers de la educación pública? Like, is there someone in that photo being like, bueno?
Of course. Like, I'm always trying to answer if there's something that I know, because I'm like, I really want to help these people because I'm so confused.
Need like a Sherpa.
And like 6 months ago, they hand me a paper of someone like being like, oh, we help you with like to understand what your
like
root
a gestor of education.
I'm like, where are you 10 years ago? I was crying in the bathroom with no toilet paper.
With no door.
Like, my friend was just waiting for her turno to sign up for her materias for this semester, and she was looking at some sort of a forum with like notes on the professors.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
the
you
quality
see everything.
Of the
I'm always I have a couple of professors that I hate. I don't hate people. I'm like pagey, but
love you.
But I have a couple of teachers that I hate, and I would search because they're just bad teachers.
Bad teachers, bad people.
And I search for their names in the Facebook group, and I'm like, so if anyone asked, like, should I take this? I'm like, no.
Troll.
Worst teacher ever.
Do not pass go.
Like, yeah, teachers that are just, like, bad at what they do and are mean and, like, are very, like, exigentes.
Yeah.
Like, why? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
just be bad in the whole, just be a bad teacher.
I finished school in 2008 and you're 2009. So it's been a while. I guess, like, now it must be even no matter where you are in the world, like, technology just makes things so much better or maybe worse or harder or easier, but this, the facilitation, it's a big word, of information is so much, like it's just flowing more because you have places to go.
You have like a Facebook group of the materia that I had a final on Monday, and I read like a lot of people were like, "What was your experience?" People like giving like very long experiences. Like,
they love a good long
line
testimony.
Choclo. Or like they were like they gave for this. Why do I don't know how to say materia? Well, class. For this class, they give you like a big questionnaire of like everything that it's. Normally they're like, oh, this is what everything we study, like go and maybe we ask you about all of them, maybe about nothing, but just be prepared. But for this one, they give you like a 30 questionnaire where they're like, we're just going to ask you about one of these. And there's always one that no one really knows where it came from. So we all have the same, like the same answer. Cause like if you Google, like if you search in the Facebook group, they're all giving like the exact same.
It's like we're unified. I support that. It's like, we're all in this together.
Yeah, but if the teacher asks you that, you're like a robe, just repeating that.
Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah. No.
Like the teacher in Charlie Brown.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Yeah, like, so technology. So I would just go to the forum and ask everyone, like, what is this class? What should I do?
I'm just like in awe of like the lack of centralized information. Like, because again, like Boston College, we get emails. I mean, they send out the control over of like, announcements for students about campus or things or whatever. It's run almost like a business.
There's a homepage. There's,
and you have all these resources, and I just feel like you go to you UBA and it's like the jungle.
No, they were like in my university, there are like five different, or I would say like seven windows of people, like bureaucracy kind of things.
These are not like pestañas on internet windows.
Ventanillas.
These are like
we have a website and they have some announcements, but you don't know, like for example, I'm going to say this personal anecdote. Because it's
thank you
one.
Yes.
So I took this class and like 4 years ago, and it was I had to take it. I had to take the final like now, because then it you have 4 years when you take a class. You have 4 years to take the final.
Oh my god!
Until it's like, so you don't even know what your name is.
Where
at
did
the point.
They pull that number out of
their butthole?
In my college, because it's University of Buenos Aires, and then you have all the different colleges that are all around the city. Mm-hmm. And my college is 4 years, and some colleges it's 2 years. So I took this class, and the teacher had to go look for the page where my name was in from 2015 to like put his signature and my thing. So I was going through all these windows being like, okay, so. And on the website, it says that the vencimiento, how do you say vencimiento?
Expiration date?
The expiration date was on Monday, and this was Tuesday.
Oh gosh.
And I was like,
I'm sweating.
I handed this thesis kind of thing last week. So I was like,
it was before
like,
Monday.
Oh, fine. Yeah. In one of the windows. They were like, yeah, fine. But go ask in Actas. And I was like, where is Actas? Like next door. Like knock, knock. They're like, hi. And I'm like, oh, okay. So it
you have to explain the whole thing
like,
all over again.
And they were like, no, it didn't expire. Just be quiet. And I'm like, okay, but how is my teacher going to know?
Can I get like a note that proves that?
Like, should I tell my teacher to like that it's fine that even the date says this? It hasn't expired yet. And she's like, oh, you can tell him. I'm like, okay. So I went back to the teacher. I was like, it's fine. It expired yesterday, but maybe. And then I sent an email being like, okay, so let me know if you could like put your signature in. Cause then.
Yeah, I'm good to go.
Yeah. It's like two windows that I knew that existed. Yeah. But then there are like two more that are like specific for different things. Sometimes you have to sign up for like, oh, this, I have to sign up for this class. And it doesn't appear in the online thing.
I give up.
So you have to like call or go. I went to school for such specific reasons. Like go to a window, like
just the
knock
time,
on the door.
The legwork.
And then they go like with a cuaderno and they write down your name and the class you want to sign up in. And then you just trust the Lord.
Right, right.
That you just...
Like, you have to really want to get in it. I mean, you have to really be such a self-starter, which I think
such
is a good
self-starter.
Thing.
Such a self-starter. Yeah,
like,
you learn how to
compared to, like, the coddled U.S. where you just, like, everything just... they do it for you. But, like, here you've got to, like... You gotta poner el hombro.
You really do. And like you, I think Pablo said like te recibís de trámites when you like, when you receive the from the university.
Yeah, like now I'm graduating and I've started Googling everything I have to do to have my test.
Right, okay. So first of all, taking you 11 years, have you worked all of those 11 years? Okay, so you've worked full time.
And that's why
you're
studying
full time.
That's why I was freelance for a while and the last 4 years I was full time.
So that's, I mean.
That's a whole other
We were just like drinking beer in our downtime. Yeah.
So, no, yeah. Last couple of weeks that I've been trying to recibirme are like, waking up like 2 hours before work and then at night staying like 2 more hours and then in the weekends and just, Of course, we can take like, the work gives you, well, some of the good things about Argentina is that you have more vacation, you have sick days, you have all these things. Not sick days, you're just sick and you don't go.
And me siento then, mal, estoy descompuesto.
And you have like by
me
law.
Bajo la presión.
Tengo cagadera.
And if you study, you have 10 days to study.
Oh yeah, you get día del estudio.
Ten días de estudio.
So you can prepare for an exam. I remember we had that at the agency because we had a lot of people who were still like, you know, asistentes. Yeah.
And then like my boss the other day was like, oh, this has been a group effort. Like,
right, like you better.
I don't take. I don't like now. I have like
you've had 100 días de estudio. You've had 3 months in your life to study.
No, but I don't like now. But I don't take a lot of days off because I feel bad. But for the test, I have to take.
Well, you do because you have to like get in the zone. I feel like that's to compare. And I think the younger. Like when you're younger, it's like you focus and you're in on it. But the older I get, I mean, I took an Italian class at CUI, which is like the UBA language school.
Okay.
And like, I could barely get my homework done because once you leave the aula, you're just like, I mean, you have your life.
Yeah,
you're
you have to get in the zone.
You really have to like force yourself to do it. And in that sense, I'm like, chapeau, like me saco el sombrero. I feel like it's really, I do. My hat, my broad hat, my tap dancing hat.
And it's crazy to me that like, I mean, I said this about the bureaucracy thing. It's like, there's just this general like acceptance of like this is how it is, and people seem to have a lot of patience and just cooperate with the process. So you work and you study, and then you graduate, and so you te recibís. When do they throw the eggs at you?
Oh, like the eggs? Oh, we didn't. Oh my god, I don't think how we
have
got
you had eggs
this.
Thrown at you yet
no,
or not?
Okay, and I don't know if I'm going to. I mean, not eggs because I'm like, barely like I'm
but
kind
like,
of
because you're vegan.
Not
mayonnaise.
But also, it's good not to throw away stuff. But yeah, tell us about the graduation.
So when
experience.
You graduate, because
there's not just like one ceremony.
No. And it's, you're going to laugh at a lot of stages in this. Because the first thing is when you take your last final, they are waiting for you outside. And
do you get your grade
really right away?
Like, do you know if
they know? Yeah. You always get your grade right away.
Oh, I kind of like
for
that.
For finals and stuff like that.
Like,
but you
instant gratification.
Sometimes you have to wait. Or sometimes if it's your last, if you wouldn't get it right away, you say it's my last one and they would. Do it.
Okay.
In some colleges, they even ask before the class, like is anyone recibiéndose with this?
So that we know that we should have some, like manguera outside.
No, yeah, and also, like,
there is always
grade.
A manguera. There's always, never, if you, like, you have practice
every
this.
Final?
Every college has, like, an outside manguera.
And they also have,
in the
there's always, like, a stained spot.
Not a manguera, but, like, there's always something that's stained forever and will always be. In the Facultad de Medicina, you will see there's a tradition of putting your hand with paint in the sign that says Universidad de Buenos Aires, Facultad de Medicina. So there's like 1,000 hands and people just climb up things.
It's like Puente del Inca.
No space. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know the class, like for example, like one of my cousins, she graduated from a med school. Mm-hmm. So she was like, okay, my test is at 8. And so everyone like organizes them. It's like, okay, we have to be there at like 9:30. How many people are they going to take the test to? Because sometimes it's like a small class. Right. Sometimes it's like 1,000 people. So you go and you wait.
Right,
and
like,
the mom maybe buys all the things and the colors and the brillantina and stuff.
Love that word.
So you wait and you're always late. I'm always like running around the city like, she's going out. And sometimes they wait inside. Like I have a story of two friends that study architecture and they told everyone to go at like 5 and they were done by 3. So they were just sitting, like, waiting inside.
Like, I'm not recibida until they throw glitter on me.
So they went out, they go out, and then just people throw shit around. And of course, men do it, like, violently, and they stand, like, in the middle, and people from very far, like, throw eggs that really hurt.
Oh, why are men the worst? Sorry. Oh, God. Just side note.
Yeah, so you do that. And, like, when I got out of journalism, it was lame because it wasn't, like, I could have done it without speaking. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I was like, no one come. Doesn't make sense.
Low key.
Yeah. And then for this one, I'm probably going to graduate in an email because I have to send like a thing and they're
so
going to.
So anticlimactic.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
But like, and what?
Se verá. Vamos viendo.
Después vemos.
Después vemos. Yeah. Ahora te digo.
And I have noticed that there was that the trend of like the rotten eggs and the condiments and the mayonnaise. And now it's gross. Now it got more glitter, which
kind
is also
of.
Like not eco-friendly. But at least it's like let's not waste food when in a country where it's
and
like poverty.
And if it's cold, you have to like they're throwing all this shit at you.
Yeah.
In the winter,
and then, you get, like,
and then they put like your mom or your dad or whatever brings you like a towel, and then they have all this thing. So they can get in the car because you have to get somewhere.
Yeah, you're like, taxi, and you're
plastificado.
Like, yeah, everything has to just be
plastificado.
You have to shower like 25 times.
Oh, the hair.
So that the whole process, you do that when you finish your last final.
Yeah,
but what if you failed?
Yet.
What if you failed?
You probably are going to call everyone. Sometimes you do it in order to have an easy one. Like, you wouldn't be that nervous to take your last test.
So you can plan like which one your last one's gonna be.
Sometimes you can. I didn't have a choice. Like,
you better poner pilas because
yeah, you
like,
better poner pilas.
Se canceló then, lo del
and in
lo
Uva, la the diploma takes like 2 years.
But at what point are you doing the thesis?
Yeah.
Oh, it depends because some majors you have to. In my case, I don't have a thesis.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So I just take my last one because it's really hard. It's a hard one.
We've been through it.
So in a lot for communication, for example, if you study communication, then you have to take like a year, and a lot of people don't do the thesis.
Because I feel like
it's
once
like
you
a thing.
Yeah, it's
so
like,
you know, don't graduate.
Yeah, because it's like once
they
you,
do everything
you finish, but then it's like ay que fiaca hacer la thesis. And they just never do it. And the longer you wait, like, you never go back. And then it's just like, ya fue.
Now, I have a friend that finished like 40-something when he finally decided to do the thesis.
Whoa.
It's like 40-year-old virgin, 40-year-old graduate.
And then you finally have the diploma thing where your parents come. And if it's a public school, you can only bring like 2. And some private schools now do the hat kind of thing.
Of course, the cap and gown.
Yeah, everything. The gown. Oh, Wally, of course.
Big ups to Wally.
Yeah, and they like hire the maybe like rent a big place like Luna Park.
Oh yeah, and have
like the ceremony.
Well, you gotta get your money's worth.
Probably that song.
When I graduated, it was the last pandemic. It was the swine flu, so that was like a little cog in the or a little
was it a pandemic?
Brava in the wheel. It was. Yeah,
yeah,
that was the last one. And
Brian from the Backstreet Boys got it.
Oh shit!
Oh, God, you have
and
to
it
mention.
Was it was freezing cold and like, but it was like end of May, so
Boston.
Everybody was planning on wearing like their little sundresses, skirt day dresses, but like I had on like a full like winter gear suit with the gown over it. I look like a football player,
Sasquatch,
and the tradition there was to stay up the whole night before graduation.
Yeah, and you watch the sunrise.
Did you?
Yeah. So yeah, BC has this thing where so you have senior week, which is like after you have exams, and the week in between the last exam and graduation, just the seniors are on campus, and it's just like there's events and there's parties. It's a free for all, and it's really really cool,
really fun. And but you are so run down.
No, I got super sick. So
me
too.
I was so tired the week. How was it?
Well, yeah,
you're
body
American
was
college.
Couldn't handle
I was
it.
Like I cannot.
Well, so yeah, the last night of school, all the seniors stay up all night and watch the sunrise from the roof of the parking garage. And it's actually really not in your best interest to be like super fucked up because you have to stay up all night. I mean, it's like, you know, you can't really like the drinking. It's like people, you have to kind of, because again, we don't have the custom of staying up until 6 a.m. at any kind of boliche.
Right.
But I remember I the night before there was like the graduation ball, like the dance, and my parents were in town and they were still there. And like, I ran a really high fever. I got like the worst case of strep throat I've ever had in my life. So those photos, I'm wrapped in my bedspread and like I'm drinking green tea because I'm trying to stay awake, but I didn't even want a beer. I felt so sick. And I powered through. Everyone's crying. I didn't actually cry because I was kind of like ready to leave.
But, oh, I was like so exhausted.
I mean, I was like sad all the guys that it was ending, started. But
I remember my boyfriend at the time cried because it was like everybody was just like so like drained
and like fragile.
So fragile, like immune system so low. Like talk about gross, like gross housing.
Yeah.
And yeah, a friend of mine like lost one of her contact lenses and she had to like, I just have this vivid image of her like picking it up and like putting it in her mouth
no.
to clean it off. Oh my
and
God.
Her eye was
I
irritated.
Have done this before, but now I'm like I'm social distancing. Yeah. So like, I definitely won't be doing that. But yeah, and then put it in her eye and then like freaking like scratched her like eyeball.
I mean,
and we had to stay up and listen to like our commencement speaker. I mean, stay up. It was the middle of the day and like your grandma's there and you have to like listen to a commencement speaker. It was freezing.
No, we had good weather, luckily, but I remember we got back to our dorm like after the ceremony
and then you have to move out
and like by that point I mean our dorm was like a mess because we ended up hosting a lot of parties that week and I remember I just laid on my bed and like cried because I was so exhausted and so sick and all of the other moms like I had five roommates, all of the moms were like cleaning the apartment.
Ugh, my
mom was like fuck this. She was like, and I like applaud her. She was like, I didn't make this mess. I'm not cleaning up your mess. You're a grown up. Like, do it yourself. And I was just like, Mom. I was so ill that I managed to get home and I slept for 5 full days. I was in bed. Like, I did not get up. My dog was like at the foot of my bed, like vigilando me. I was like, my body just could not do it anymore. But I kind of, I liked that. I don't know. I like the idea of it all kind of being at all of us together, same. And it's like, you know, it's a day, it's a ceremony. Because I feel like it's just, ties it up with a bow.
Oh, it was a really special moment.
It was.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Like, we had who was the guy who wrote the biography about like Alexander Hamilton? He was our speaker. I want to say David Attenborough, but it wasn't him, it was the other guy. We had a good speaker. I can't remember.
We had Ken Burns. He was not a good speaker.
Ooh. Oh, I was going to ask.
Much better photographer than speaker.
But I'll look it up. But I mean, I guess my one regret looking back about not being a part of the Argentine education system is never having my own guardapolvo.
But you would have gone to private school.
But
I never had a
guardapolvo. My favorite thing when I got here, fresh off the boat.
I love it. I would have loved it.
I saw all these little kids. And I mean, now, of course, once you know that the guardapolvo is like, you know, the white kind of lab coat jacket that the kids wear, like a public school child wears over their regular clothes as kind of like a quasi uniform. And I totally thought that they were all just like little medical students. I was like little scientists. I was like, look at these little baby
They've
geniuses.
They've already declared their major at the age of 6.
I mean,
oh my God.
I fully was like, these little kids are so the future. And
oh
then everyone
God.
Was like, then I was like, no, they're just like, that's just their uniform. And I was like, oh, well, now that you put it that way.
I am looking to see if I can find my picture in a guardapolvo because I lived in Bariloche for a year. And like about half of that year, I substituted the
English
teacher because she had like problems with her voice. And so she was out on leave. And so I wore a little guardapolvo. It was like this polyester gingham getup that I wore over my like just.
I
only used uniforms, but my uniforms were always like sweats.
It's always joginita. I love
joginita,
that it's like,
yeah, yeah. Mine was a joginita with a chomba.
A polo shirt.
Yeah.
I do love that like the leisure wear that's now super trendy. Like, I mean, when I nannied for these kids who went to some posh little school in Belgrano. And yeah, it was like little sweatsuits. And I was just like, this is actually quite practical. And now like everyone dresses like that anyway. So it's kind of just like, we all look like we're wearing Yeezys.
You're ready, yeah.
Like we're just like red. And like, all I need is like my bike shorts underneath and like those little tiny sunglasses to be like Bella Hadid. But like,
oh my God.
I guess, I live next to a primary school, so I hear them screaming every single day, and I kind of love it. But, like, you've got the turno. I mean, it's just...
Oh, you have the turnos. We didn't even talk about high school and
we have to do a part two, I think, because, like, that's a whole other world. And then you've got, I mean, I don't know. The one thing that I hate the most, I think we've talked about this last year, is, first of all, okay, all the little kids, I love it. They want to... Cuidar sus espaldas. So all the kids now just have the little rolly backpacks. But
we
why?
Had that.
No, okay. But like, why? What really grinds my gears is when the mom or the caretaker, whomever is picking up the child from school, puts the backpack on their shoulder. I'm like, you're in school. You can carry your own bag. Like,
it's a thing. Like when I picked up I have a really young brother, and when I would pick him up, I would just grab all of his things. Yeah, and then you're, it's what you do.
Well, I guess it's like,
and like the lunch bag and like
la lonchera.
La lonchera. Yeah.
Oh, we don't talk about like in the.
I didn't even say that I had microwaves in my classes in elementary school because we ate at the class.
In your class.
Yeah.
So we had no like cafeteria.
So we had the micronas in the class.
So what if someone brought like fish?
Yeah.
Well, it smelled.
It's just like a microcosm for like what's going to be happening later in your life. Like,
and it was a private school with four words in English as a name.
Yeah, like sunflower garden tower estate.
My favorite is one that it's called Saint Martin in the Fields.
Saint Martin in the Fields sounds like a perfume.
So when I was teaching in the school, it was like the little kids would line up. They would line up at the end of the day to give me a little beso on their way out.
I see them in the morning when I get off the bus, and I like stop with Josie, and I'm just like, because they're so small and their backpacks are so big, and they're little guardapolos, and they're all just like, and they hug, and I'm just like, I get like emotional. I'm just like, these little babies just like going to learn.
So cute.
And like,
and we have to izar la bandera.
Oh yeah,
do you remember that?
Well, we would do the
in the morning
Pledge of Allegiance.
You have to be in the patio or something, and then there's the flag.
Do you listen
and
to the whole hymno?
I think that it's not a.
It's a long hymno. Yeah, it's very long.
It's like Bohemian Rhapsody. It has like a lot of moments.
Done.
And wait, speaking of Bohemian Rhapsody, so the kids that I was teaching, they were preparing for like an end of school, like musical play, and of course it was Queen.
Claro.
And so they would come. They were
little kids just love Queen.
They came. Their like way of practicing English was that they were learning "We Are the Champions."
Oh my.
And so one by one, they would come up to my desk and practice singing
my
the
heart.
Song. I don't know why. Like I think I still had like an old calculator as a phone at the time. Otherwise, I would have like done voice recordings of like these little kids coming
little
up to me.
Voices.
We are the champions.
And like I sang you.
But like sounded kind of Asian, but
if you're like valedictorian of like your primary school, you're abanderado, right? Mm-hmm. Like so you get to carry the flag.
And you have a thing that's called mejor compañero.
Aww.
And they pick like student
of the week.
I was mean in elementary school, so I was never
you were
chosen.
Never. Because you were playing the long game. You're like, I'm going to be in school for the next 30 years. So I've got.
I can't waste it all now
on you fools.
Yeah. Oh, you can be abanderado in college too if you're promedio. How do you say?
Your GPA, your average.
Yeah. I think if it's more.
But
than
we didn't
eight,
even talk about grades.
Yeah. Grades here. Oh, because in elementary school we have bien, muy bien, regular,
regular.
Excelente.
You're just regular.
Muy bien, más.
Muy bien más.
That's like A plus. That's me.
Muy bien
no. A plus is excelente.
Or sobresaliente.
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 Ah, yeah.
Is there a saliente? So it's muy bien más. And then
no, it's regular. Okay. I was like, and then regular, bien, muy bien. Sobresaliente.
Yeah, that's okay. Like sobresaliente, but not just regular saliente. Yeah.
One time I got a B minus minus.
Oh my God.
The teacher, this was in high school, they didn't want to go as far as to give me a C because, like, you know, all shit was going to break loose. Like,
Big
all
Kev
hell was going to break
gonna
loose.
Call 911.
Well, the B minus minus was a problem with my parents.
Problem. I think that now we talk about math. The minus minus doesn't cancel itself.
It makes it
a positive.
Like a positive.
Or like maybe it was just like a slip of the pen, you know? Maybe you just had like an issue.
Oh,
plus.
Yeah. And then in high school, then we have grades from 1 to 10.
Right.
Which
is not like, I mean, I remember when I studied abroad here, we had an issue because our grades from UCA transferred back to Boston College.
Like,
and it was really hard to find like, well, what is an 8? Because an 8, if you multiply by 10, it's an 80. But 8 is not like a B minus. And so I was actually kind of concerned that my grade point average, because I had like almost a 4.0. In college because
I don't know what a 4.0
like,
is.
It's like super sobresaliente más and I was like, if my semester like fucks up my GPA because I'm getting like good grades and so what they actually ended up doing I think was they started just doing pass fail or something like because they didn't even try to like match up like what the 10 because 10 like 10 es para Dios, right? Like you're saying, like no one gets a 10, like 10
no,
is very
you get a 10. I have a 10.
I know you have a 10 because you're like a genius, but it's not so common, whereas like an A or like a like that's more common in
we're definitely like
they
coddled.
Don't like they're like they think about it before they give you a 10. They're like no.
Yeah, I
they're like 9.
They're like
it's
nine.
Great, but no. Don't be like don't think that
good.
Yeah, like, it's like the woman at Migraciones who was like deciding your fate, then like went into education and it was like, todo bien, but nah, te voy a bajar un poquito. And you're just like, arbitrary.
Yeah, yeah, they did that to me in December. Because I said like a word that isn't, that wasn't about that accurate about something. I'm talking about literature.
I'm so stressed right now.
So in chapelota.
And I'm just so, and I feel like we literally just have barely scratched the surface. We've been talking about this for like 3 years and we haven't like, I want to know like, but this is, I think, the perfect representation of like what it's like to study here because there's just
to
so.
To live here.
So are you worried at all about like not recibiéndote at this moment?
No, now I'm doing it. No, now it's like it's done deal.
Okay.
I have one thing left.
So like, I'm just going to be there like throwing Vicentina at you and like crying.
Probably.
I was worried
about English. I didn't go through that part.
The irony
I think
of it's
the
all.
Funny part.
About your English courses?
Yeah, because you have to take, everyone in almost all of them has to take an English class, has to have an English exam or like a French or Italian exam.
A foreign language.
Or you can do like German, but I don't know German. But so they make you, they want you to take the classes because it's like, they have a method that is very complicated of like respond, like making like a chart, like a very complicated chart.
Why?
So, because it's not just English. It's not just like, oh, you know, like, have you watched Friends without subtitles? It's not that. It's like they have a thing. So I took it and I failed for the first time. And it was like a 4-hour test.
Oh my God.
Because I wasn't going to go to the classes. It's like 4 hours a week for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So I failed once and I had to like buy a human to like give me like the everything that I needed to know, and then I passed. But I think I passed because I told the teacher like I have one course left.
Like this is like this is
just
it. Just pass
enough.
Me. Just like they had a
but it's burocracia because yeah. It's like
it's absolutely bureaucracy. I was wondering if you had like were worried at all about not recibiéndote because that's something that you might be able to blame on the moon.
Oh, you could blame that on the moon.
So today in our Blame the Moon segment, we're looking at the Libra moon in the future fixated Jupiter in Capricorn because it could stir up some anxious feelings.
Well, sign me up for that. Coronavirus.
Every day. So it says, are you spending more time worrying about things that haven't and hopefully won't happen to you while forgetting about what's right in front of you?
The título.
It's right there.
I'm trying to keep positive.
Behind that ventanilla, though.
It's behind that ventanilla, and then there's a whole process of actually getting the título.
I'm going
to
get dolores de cabeza.
It's a scavenger hunt. Se te va a bajar la presión.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to get your título, like, encuadrado when you get it?
Enmarcado?
Enmarcado.
Like, framed?
Enmarcado. Are you going to get it framed?
At this stage, probably.
Yeah.
Like, in gold.
Now I get why people, like, hang them on the wall. Like, it's like, this was blood, sweat, and tears.
Now I absolutely get it. Are you going to be a doctora?
No.
Because that's like PhD.
I'm going to be a licenciada.
Licenciada.
In literatura. Like, what? Probably going to.
Leak and lit.
It's like that joke. It's like that joke on the plane. It was like, is there a doctor here? It's like, Shonda, it's your time to like rise. It's like, Dad, I'm a doctor in philosophy.
I love that meme.
Oh, it's such a good meme. Yeah, I wish, I'm not a, like the licenciatura, that's a whole other like tema. Because it's like, we don't
it's
have
great.
That. Like, I guess it's like a bachelor
great.
Of arts.
It's that you don't have, it's like a bachelor. Yeah, it's like a, and you're not.
But people here like put it on their business cards, like LIC Valentina Ruderman.
Yeah, because you don't need, like for here, if you have a LIC, it's fine. Like I know that for like in Europe, for example, you have to have a master's to like be qualified.
Mm-hmm.
Here it's not that necessary.
Yeah, I think.
Because you already have like the skills if you did like
you've been there for 11 years.
Specifically,
11 years.
The título is super important. Like it feels, there's a lot of weight with the título. I am like a bit of a rebel. When I first moved here, like I wanted to start teaching yoga and I had just done a lot of yoga, but I didn't have any experience. But I was like very encouraged by the woman, Argentine woman I was living with. She was like, estás re dedicada, like, anda, conozco un tipo que tiene un gimnasio, blah, blah, blah. And, like, I mean, in my head, it was like, but I'm not, like, licenciada, I haven't done any curso, I don't have insurance, blah, blah, blah. But I just, like, went for it. Mm-hmm. And there are also opportunities, I think, when you come from afuera, like, there's a lot of opportunities to just, like, go for things mm-hmm. here, I
yeah.
feel. But I see that Argentines, like, are very attached to their títulos. And,
which now I understand why, because it's, like, you left
lot.
Your heart in there.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've like try to encourage people to like lanzarse and doing certain things. And I always get that like, no, todavía no me recibí, like no soy licenciada, no hice ningún curso.
Yeah, it's
like,
but
you have a lot to offer regardless.
Of course, yeah. I didn't stop my life because I didn't have a título, of course. Right. What would I be doing? Just living with my mom.
Playing with your dog.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a thing in the back of my mind because once you start something, it's like you want to finish it.
Well, yeah,
and it's not that easy. It's not like college that you just go and at one point it's been 4 years and they let you go.
Well, like you said, it's kind of like instead of saying in the U.S. where they say where did you go to school, here it's like what did you study, right. And so there is a lot of identity wrapped up in like I am this, and maybe you feel like I'm not really a contadora if I haven't finished my estudios, so I don't have the título or whatever.
Yeah, even if it makes sense. It doesn't define you that much. It's like something that you've been.
It's another element of yourself.
I was never that because I studied literature, so I don't have anything big to offer with that.
Books are part
of my identity, but it's not that I'm this.
Right.
I don't believe in that, I still believe that I had to finish it to like.
But I also think that like you can start to work like in your field, you know, regardless of whether you're like te has recibido.
Well, luckily here because like, everyone's still studying while they like it's like that's why you got the deal.
That's cool too because you get to like put it in práctica and then you decide, you know.
Yeah. I think that the people that study literature and like stayed there for the 5-6 years that it took, that I when I was at their stage, I was like, oh, I know more about like the real world and these people are just gonna know about this.
I think that's
like, how to apply what they do. They're like, oh, I want to write in like cultural magazines. And I'm like, they are dead now. Like,
in the time you've been studying,
it's late.
Media has died. Journalism does no longer exist.
Yeah.
Oh, stress. Oh, so I feel like I'm just gonna go look at that Libra moon right now and just drown my sorrows in alcoholic hell.
Yeah.
Or like, I'm just gonna like mainline Lisofor. But I feel like, oh, wow, this was just like such an enriching experience to kind of get like a peek behind the curtain at the wonders of Puan.
On education.
But I think we're gonna have to do a follow up because we totally ignored high school, which I feel like is a whole other beast. You might have to come back.
Yeah, we didn't talk about like social what are people like in.
Yeah,
and why is my college so dirty?
And why are they?
And Universidad de like Facultad de Economía is like modern and.
Well, and then you have like Ciencias Sociales, where it's literally like militancia. See, okay, we'll have to prepare extra
if
credit material.
If you guys like it, comment and I'll be
below,
back.
Comment below and we'll bring Valentina back if she gets the Día de Estudio off.
I think
we should
go live and like video like us going through all the different facultades.
I mean, I think you need to send some of that material to show what it's really like.
Oh, I have a lot of material.
Yeah. So I think I just heard like the bell ring and it's time to go to the
Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell. That was not the theme song, but I just made it up. So I think we're just going to cut ourselves off as usual because Pablo from La Docta, he's like, bitches, stop talking about school.
He needs to refill his mate, his thermo.
Which he's only going to drink by himself because we're not sharing anymore.
No.
Stay healthy, stay safe. Social distancing. Anyway, so that's it for today. Bad Information is recorded hot and heavy here in Villa Crespo, Buenos Aires, hosted by yours truly, me, Paige Nichols.
And me, Caroline McCann.
I'm so happy we had the luxury of this tap dancer, Valentina Ruderman. Thank you for joining us.
I loved you.
It was such a pleasure.
Bring me back.
Whenever you want, let me just get permission from all the people and all the stamps.
Bring a permission slip.
Until next time. Bye.